Greetings. I'm Nelson Olmstead, and today I want to tell you about Eastern Oregon's Oasis for Pioneers. Before I do, here's Clint Gruber, our spokesman for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, Nelson's ready to transport us back to the days of the covered wagons.
The journey was long and weary. Often it was fraught with danger, disease, and disaster. Small wonder that the travelers on the emigrant road in the desert country of Oregon in 1851 often became discouraged.
Yes, if this here's what they call the promised land, they ought to promise it to somebody else. It looks like we come 2,000 miles just to live in a desert.
There's no need to talk that way, Jake. We must be coming near some kind of settlement. Now look ahead over that canyon there. Don't that look green? Might even be some farms down there. Yeah, there's a house up ahead. A real house. And it's white as snow, just like back home.
What the pioneer sighted was the tiny settlement called Utila. Here, some 40 people had settled, cleared land, and planted crops in fertile soil of the Umatilla River Valley. The frame house was a combined post office and Indian agency office, and was the first civilized building the immigrants had seen since leaving Independence, Missouri, 2,294 miles away. As Utila, the community's history was short. In fact, it ended when the imposing white frame house was burned in 1855. It wasn't until 1880 that the little town, which had lost its name, received its formal christening. The townspeople got together and talked it over, and one said,
"Well, now, I favor the name of Henrietta for the town. After all, this is the site of old Fort Henrietta, and that military tradition should be perpetuated."
"Oh, can't agree with you, Major. That's all past history. Now, James Koontz laid out this town site, and I figure he deserves some recognition. I vote we name the town after his daughter and call it Echo, Oregon." "That name's got a fine ring to it."
And so, with a brand new name, the community on the banks of the Umatilla River entered the period of its greatest prosperity. Echo became a trading center for the rich cattle and wheat-raising country of northeast Oregon, and its citizens were yet to chalk up the town's most curious distinction. It happened in the early years of the 20th century when jackrabbits were becoming a major pest to farmers in the area. Big rabbit drives were organized and thousands of the long-eared crop eaters were destroyed. And then someone came up with a unique idea. "You know, them critters, the young ones, make fine rabbits too. I've got a notion that if we started up a cannery here in Echo, we could sell rabbit meat all over the state." Well, apparently the demand for jackrabbit stew wasn't as brisk as the cannery sponsors hoped. But for a brief time, anyway, the northeastern Oregon town of Echo reigned as the location of the first and only jackrabbit cannery on Earth. All of which adds another interesting and curious footnote to our storybook of Pacific Powerland.